Well, you know where Medina is?
Uh-huh.
About a mile above there where the Bangs live.
Uh-huh.
There, what's his name? Herbert Muschbach lives on our place.
Uh-huh. Well, what was your name before you married? Kirby.
T-U-E-R-P-E.
Uh-huh. Who were your father? What year were you born, Miss Green?
1877.
So you're 95 years old. How long did you live at that place up at Rio Medina?
Well,
you know,
23. No, I wasn't 23 yet. I was 22.
When you got married?
No, I don't know. When I got married, I was 23.
23. Now, where did you go to school?
Where the Rio Medina is.
What was the school called?
Huh?
What was the school called? I've got these
I don't know. It wasn't the same. It was where the Medina, where the store is. Geronimo School, it was right on the San Geronimo.
Well, do you remember who your teacher was?
What?
Do you remember who your teacher was?
Yes, the first one was Rosa Beck.
Rosa Beck?
And the second one was Hollop.
Hollop?
Hollop. Let's see. Then, Mabus.
Fabus?
Mabus.
Mabus.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Is that a woman or a man?
His name, Mabus was the man. Teacher.
Okay. I
had another one.
Oh, you had another one. How many years
did you... McCall.
McCall. Well, how many years did you go to school about?
How many what?
How many years did you go to school?
Till I was 16.
Oh, you went to, when you were a little girl, were your parents Lutheran? Or what religion were your parents?
Lutheran.
Lutheran. And where did you go to church? Down here in Castroville?
Right here, yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did you meet Mr. Breeden?
In school.
In school. Did he live up that way, too?
Huh?
Did he live up that way?
Just across from here.
He lived where Joe and Richie live now.
There where Richard and Joe live. There.
Uh-huh.
That's their home.
Okay, now, when you married Mr. Breeden, was this kind of unusual with a Lutheran and a Catholic marrying in those days?
But it was on there. They wasn't against it.
They weren't against it.
No, but we didn't get... We got married by a county church in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
When I was going to get married, they can't stay on the farm, just them two old people. And they had a house in San Antonio. And they said, we're going to move to San Antonio. And so we went between New Year's and Christmas, we moved to San Antonio in 1900.
Oh.
And we lived then till in October. We got married in San Antonio.
Oh, I see. In 1900 you got married.
In 1900,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy to remember how many years you've been married then.
On a wagon from San Antonio.
You and your husband?
In our new home.
To your new home.
With his parents.
Oh, you lived with his parents.
We lived with them till they both died.
Well, I'll be.
No, maybe.
Did they live to be old? Real old? Did they live to be real old?
She was 90 when she died.
Uh-huh.
But he died before, 7 years before her.
Okay, what were Mr. and Mrs. Breeden's names?
Breeden.
Joseph Breeden and his
Teresa.
Wife. What was her name before she married?
Was Willie's
wife.
Parents.
Uh-huh. Teresa what?
She was a bishop.
A Pichot. P-I-C-H-O-T. Mm-hmm. Pichot. Yes, I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me what your mother's maiden name was. Oh, Bibbert.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, the Bibberts are...
Oh, the Bibberts.
Are all related to you. Uh-huh. Okay, how many children do you have, Miss Breeden? Five. Okay, do you want to name them?
I had five.
You had five.
And one is dead, and Leonard is...
Okay. Now, who was your oldest?
If he was.
Who was your oldest child?
The oldest. This one here.
Alice. Okay.
Alice.
And then?
And Doris, the baby.
Mama, name him.
Okay, who's after Alice? Who's after Alice?
Carrie.
Carrie is next.
And then it's Leonard.
Leonard.
And
he died.
And Richard.
Uh-huh.
And then Laura.
Laura is the baby.
Yeah, she's the baby. She's 10 years younger than
and
she
Alice.
Is.
Okay, so you had five children in about 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, you had a pretty good record. Most of them tell me they had a baby every 14 months.
I always seen that they knew their catechismus when they went to school.
Uh-huh. So you...
I knew the catechism, the answers... I knew by heart, and I knew the answers by the questions. I mean,
uh-huh.
I knew by heart and the answers.
Uh-huh.
And then when I had to take, sometimes took them across. They went to school across on a boat.
Oh yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And on the way of taking them across, I'd ask them questions whether they knew them yet.
Uh-huh.
As long as I was sure they knew their
catechism. Uh-huh. So you brought up you baptized all five
and
children.
Then I had two, three eagle boys that they stayed with us. They lived way up there and they had to make their communion.
Uh-huh.
And they stayed with us. And I went through the catechism. With them again.
Uh-huh. So you boarded some of the out-of-town children, huh, for their communion?
I see that they knew their kids.
Uh-huh.
I didn't care that much whether they knew the other lesson, but they had to know that.
Uh-huh. So you and your family got along fine with that nothing ever...
Never had a word.
Never had a word. Mm-hmm. You went to the Lutheran church... And your husband went to the Catholic church.
I went to with her sometimes when she asked me sometimes or I had something. I went to church with her, with Grandma Breen.
Oh, I see. You went to the Catholic church.
I did go for a while to here. And then I got pregnant and then that was all gone.
Then it was all gone.
Yeah.
Before the bridge was built, the first one.
Yeah,
I understand that a Breeden.
We went across the river with the boat.
Uh-huh. Did your father-in-law have a sort of a take people across on a ferry?
And the boys said.
This is.
They had done that too. Horses and buggies. Uh-huh.
Well, was the river as deep and as wide as it is here now since the dam?
It was often high.
Uh-huh.
There was a weather up there, you know, and it rained that night, and the next morning, the next day, about 10 o'clock, we had high water.
Uh-huh.
And we had to pull the boat up all the time. I'll tell you, that was something.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Cut it off.
Mr. Your husband's name was William, and he died when?
In 1931. June 24th, 1931.
Okay.
Probably twice.
You were in the church. Okay, do you remember what it looked like?
Well, I guess it looked always the same to me.
Okay, now, I understand that you raised all of your children in the Catholic Church, and then you decided to become a Catholic later in life.
I have to decide now.
Let's let Alan
and
tell
then,
about
and
that.
Then,
Mrs. Tan, you're Mrs. Breeden's oldest daughter, and you were telling me about when she told you. Did you tell us that story?
Yes. We had a party down there. One of us, I don't know which one, but there was one that made the communion. We can't remember.
But it was
we
in nine,
had a party
what year?
In 1951. Mm-hmm. And so she got up and she called us all together. And she said, I have something to tell y'all. And when she did, she said, I want to become a Catholic.
And she was how old at this time?
73.
73. Mm-hmm. So that was about 22 years ago.
Yes, 22 years ago. And we were all so happy. And so she started going to instructions.
And which priest baptized her then?
Father Lanson.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to instructions to Father Lanson.
Patsy. Arliss. Harry's Arliss were my sponsors.
Arliss Schott and Patsy Hayden.
Arliss Schott and Patsy Breeden.
Patsy Breeden. Well, they were your two of your grandchildren.
But when through I was my sponsor when I got confirmed. But I don't remember when. Yeah, but I know when it burned down. Yeah.
Be my great grandfather.
What was his name?
And what was his name?
Pishup.
Nicholas Pishup.
Okay, what happened to him?
No, you tell Connie what happened.
You know what?
Talk loud.
A Lutheran church house.
Oh, yeah.
But it's no more. They tore it down. It's not no more. And there he had a saloon in there. And he'd stay at night sometimes. And then they lived over here. Mm-hmm. And she would be there too with him. But she'd go home and sleep at home with the children. And then one night she was there in the evening before she left, and the children, he counted his money, and they counted it and they put it in the baking powder can. And set it up, and she asked him, shall I stay with you tonight? He said, oh, no, we can go home. And he went home, and he went to bed, I guess. The next morning, I guess like some of them, they want to get a, what you call them, a snort in the morning when they got up and when they went to get the meat. And when they got there, they found him. He was dead. He was murdered.
Did they know who did it?
Yeah, and then they told her about it. And Grandma used to bring him his breakfast. And then they told her, you don't have to bring your daddy breakfast this morning. But she didn't know why. They only found it. They only told her that later. Yeah.
Okay, what was her name?
Teresa.
Teresa? Teresa.
That was your mother-in-law.
No, they never found out.
Well, I'll be sure. Did they steal money, too, though?
They have to go. Money was gone.
Uh-huh.
All of it.
Uh-huh.
Told me all about that, about mm-hmm. what happened.
You don't remember what year it was, though?
I don't know what they were.
Oh, I see. But the Breedens were Catholic.
Well, and then Grandma was a Catholic. And they were all baptized Catholics. The Grandma didn't.
I can't assure the Pizzo that was her parents. They were Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But then the brothers. Depended on who they married, that's where they are.
Depending who was the strongest, huh?
Yeah. In the river. And there, yeah.
How did they get across that river before there was a bridge?
They went to school, but I think just one turn they went there.
They had crossed the river.
And then one of my brothers learned they made fancy work. And they made he come home with a little piece like that, and you lay the threads like that, and tied it some way or another, and he made one too. He watched them, and he made one too. It was fancy work, and he brought it home and showed it to Mama. And then, I guess it was easy. I had to make a frame, and then she made her a big one.
Oh.
You used the thread where you, white cotton.
Uh-huh.
Then across it. It was a crossing where the crossing is now.
Now, the same crossing. And they just went through it.
Later they fixed that little bridge. And horseback riding was what I liked the best.
That's what you liked the best.
Yes, if I only could sit on a horse and dance.
Well, I don't think I asked you how many sisters and brothers you had.
Come down. Three brothers.
You were the only girl?
And I was the baby. 10 years younger than my youngest brother.
Uh-huh.
I was born, one was 10. 12 and 14.
Oh, uh-huh.
I come 10 years
uh-huh.
later.
Well, did your brothers all move away from here?
The youngest one, they moved to, after he got married to Ballinger.
Oh, uh-huh.
He was way up there. But then he moved then down to Atascosa, or I don't know where, what they call it.
Uh-huh.
And, Henry, he lived in San Antonio, and Fritz, he lived down there, Benton, somewhere, I don't know who they were. Lionel was their post office.
Ah, I see.
Henry.
Your husband only had one brother,
Henry. And he died in 1900.
Did he have a family?
Huh? They went hunting, way out somewhere in the roady pasture. And, there was Willie and Henry and Albert Pizzo and Tom Breed. No, Fred Breed. And, they was on the wagon. Henry and his and Albert Fisher was a girl, was sitting in front, and Willie and Fred, and I believe Tom was along too, and they were sitting in the back, in the wagon, mm-hmm. on the bedding, mm-hmm. and they had their guns wrapped up in that bedding. And they said yes when they went to them. Everybody unload their guns. Well, they wrapped them up in there, and then they was way out already on the road somewheres. And well, they was getting tired of sitting there. They moved their bedding, and all of a sudden the gun went off and hit Henry here in the back. Well, they had to go back to Honda, to the doctor, and they taken him to the Pishu, Albert Pishu's, they lived at Honda. And there, he lived there. And then, they moved him home here, and he lived 3 years.
Oh.
And then he died in 1900 in, I believe, in March or April, or somewhere like that. They had an oak tree in the pasture, and he died, that oak tree. She said, she knew, I believe, they hung that fellow on that old tree in the pasture, and then the tree died. I don't know, did she say the name of it? I don't know. But I don't even know, I don't think that if she knew what he done, why they hung him. But they hung him in that oak tree in the pasture, and then they said that oak tree down there.
After they, where the Vernets lived.
The two-story house there. The
two-story.
And he had and Lisa and Eugenia and Fanny. And Fanny ran away with that Gilbert. Uh-huh. I remember that. Mr. Werner didn't want that Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
And she ran away when it was a dance. She pulled out with it. Uh-huh. That was all. But I believe she didn't come home for a long time. Because he didn't want that Gilbert. She had a Jaggy. Gordon. Grandma, that's where she told me about it. She said that Gordon would ought to belong to the Jaggies. She says it was Miss Jaggies that belonged to her, that garden belonged to Miss Jaggie. Mm-hmm. And she said that ought to belong to the boys. And, yes. What was his? Then he died. And,
Mr. Jaggy died.
And
then she married John Burnett.
Burnett.
I see.
And then Burnett, he got around her, and she had he took possession of that garden. He had a baby over to Mr. Burnett.
Well, I've heard several times people say that the Wernett's garden belonged to Mrs. Wernett, and this mm-hmm. is why what they're talking about. It was in her family, in other words, mm-hmm. before she married Mr. John Wernett.
Mm-hmm. Amo was his name. Amo Jay.
Amo Jay, so that was her son. Did she have any other sons besides Amo? Mrs. Breeden, now you told me you're 95 and you'll be 96
you
in
mean
September.
When was that he and landlady?
So you are the second oldest lady in our parish. And are you planning to come to the rededication this year?
If I can make it.
Well, you're doing pretty good. Do you feel pretty good?
I'm not sick, it's my legs. That's what's keeping me from going certain places.
Do you see pretty good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just your hearing is a little hard.
Yeah. That's my only trouble.
And the Father brings you communion, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Regularly?
Every first Friday.
So tomorrow is your day. Miss Breeden, I don't believe I asked you about your mother and father. Where did they come from?
My daddy come from Dresden, Saxony, and my mother from Elsass, but I don't know though. And a half she's from Elsass.
So your father was English then? Well, where is that, Dresden, Saxony?
They didn't know no English when they come home.
Germany?
Yeah.
I see.
Saxony is in Germany and Elsass. But my mother, she was 5 years old when they come across.
Oh.
And my daddy, he was 15 when they come across.
Do you know the ships they came
on? And they come, was 18. And he was gonna go in the army. And that's why they come. They left.
Oh, they left because he didn't want to go in the army.
They always had fighting.
Yes, in that area, right.
One place wanted to take this one, and that's why they come then. He don't have to be no soldier. Daddy come in 1953, but I don't know when.
Your mother's.
I don't think my mama knew either because she was only 5 years old. She said all she remembers. And they had a storm coming across. And then all the women got together and prayed. She said, that's all she remembers.
About the trip?
Yeah, about that. When it stormed and got up, they all went, she said, all went together and prayed. That's all she remembers. He just said, well, he was only 15, and my grandfather, he was a baker. He had a bakery over there. And, they brought everything they owned, they brought along. And then they built their, a stove. I mean, to bake. He baked here then too.
So he opened a bakery. Do you know where that bakery was? Do you know where that bakery was here in Castroville?
Didn't have no bakery. Just baked when the cookies.
Oh.
Christmas cookies he made. They had animals and all kind of like that. And he baked them cookies. For the people on the Christmas cookies and I had a big table full of cookies laying there. Then when they went night, when they was in bed, I took I don't know how many eggs and took their icing and smeared over them cookies and had colored sugar on them to hang on the tree.
Oh.
The other horses, pigs, stuff.
And so Laura has all of these cookie forms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be very interesting
and
to keep.
And him a man, they had. Yeah, you have to take a horror.
Okay, we'll go look at those at Laura's.
Yeah.